Welcome back, and today we're diving into a really fun little base lab, making a mid-base feel human, alive, and just a little bit unstable in Ableton Live 12, so it brings that VHS rave, old-school jungle, dark roller energy without sounding like a robot copy-paste loop. This is a beginner lesson, so don't worry if you're not designing some huge monster patch from scratch. The goal here is actually way more useful than that. We're going to take a simple 1 or 2 bar mid-bass idea and give it personality through timing, note length, velocity, filter movement, saturation, and a bit of lo-fi atmosphere. Basically, we're teaching the bass to breathe a little, and that matters a lot in drum and bass. The sub is the engine, sure, but the mid-bass is the attitude. It's the scrape, the pressure, the emotion, the tapehorn character. If the mid-bass is too perfect, the whole thing can feel flat. If it's too random, it falls apart. So we want controlled imperfection. That's the sweet spot. Let's build it step by step. First, start with a simple 2-bar MIDI bass phrase. Open up a MIDI track and load something like Waveeatable, Operator, or Analog. If you want the easiest beginner workflow, Waveeatable is a great place to start, because it gives you simple movement controls without getting too deep too fast. Keep the raw sound plain at first. Use a saw or square-based oscillator, set the filter low pass, and keep the cutoff somewhere around 120 to 300 Hz for the mid layer. You only need a little unison if you want it, but keep it subtle. For the amp envelope, use a short attack and a medium decay, with no huge release. We want a tight bass shape, not a washed-out pad. Now write a very simple 2-bar phrase. Seriously, keep it minimal. 3 to 5 notes is enough. Try something like one note on beat 1, another response before the snare, and maybe a held note or syncopated hit in bar 2. Don't try to make it flashy yet. Indeed, NB, a strong bassline often starts as a simple motif, then gets its life from processing and phrasing. Next, separate the sub from the humanized mid-bass. This is huge. Your sub should live on its own track, or at least in a clearly separated layer. Use operator with a sine wave or a clean sine in Waveeatable. Keep it mono. Don't widen it. Don't smear it with stereo effects. That's the foundation. You want the sub to sit roughly around 40 to 90 Hz, depending on your key and the sound. The mid-bass is different. That's the character layer, so high-pass it to get it out of the sub's way. Start around 90 to 140 Hz and adjust by ear. If you're unsure, always remember this. The sub should carry the weight, and the mid-bass should carry the personality. Now let's give it that VHS rave color using stock Ableton devices. After your synth, build a simple chain with saturator, autofilter, EQ8, and maybe Redux if you want a little more grime. For saturator, start with about 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That gives you a bit of warmth and edge without wrecking the sound. Then use autofilter, maybe in low pass or band pass mode depending on the tone you want. Move the cutoff across a range somewhere around 180 Hz to 1.5 kHz, and use a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%. That gives the bass a little vocal movement. After that, use EQ8 to clean things up. If it feels muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. If it gets harsh, maybe dip a little around 2 to 5 kHz. Then, if you want some extra tape-like roughness, add Redux lightly. Not destroyed, just enough to roughen the top edge and give the sound a worn, sampled feel. Now comes the human part. Open the MIDI clip and stop everything from landing too perfectly on the grid. This is where the bass starts to feel played instead of programmed. A good beginner move is to nudge some notes about 5 to 15 milliseconds early or late. Keep your main downbeat solid, but shift answer notes, ghost notes, or phrase endings slightly. Maybe let one note lean back behind the beat, then pull another one a little ahead. That push-pull motion is what creates life. In Ableton, you can do that with the nudge controls, by manually dragging with a smaller grid, or even by using Groove Pool if you want a reusable feel. But keep it simple. Try this. Leave the first note tight, shift the second note a little late, and maybe shift the final note slightly early. That alone can make the loop feel way more human. Velocity is another easy win. If your instrument responds to velocity, this becomes even more powerful. In the MIDI editor, vary the note velocities so they aren't all identical. Keep the strongest note around 95 to 115, and lower some ghost notes around 50 to 80. Give the notes that answer the snare a bit more accent. That creates a call and response feel, which is very jungle, very old school, very alive. If your instrument maps velocity to filter cutoff, amp level, Waveeatable position, or drive, even better. A louder note can sound brighter and more aggressive, while a softer note can stay darker and more tucked in. That contrast is a big part of making the bass feel like it has mood swings, which is exactly what we want here. Now let's move into automation, because that's where the bass starts turning from a loop into a phrase. Pick just one or two things to automate. Don't overdo it. Good options are auto filter cutoff, saturator drive, wave eatable position, or a tiny bit of reverb send on selected notes. For example, you could open the filter slightly on the last note of the bar, or push the saturation up by 1 to 3 dB into a transition. You can also close the filter right after an accented hit for a choking, dubby kind of movement. Try thinking in phrases. If your clip is 2 bars long, maybe bar 1 is tighter and more closed, and bar 2 opens up a little more. That contrast gives you tension and release, and that's one of the core energy tricks in drum and bass. Since this lesson sits in the atmospheres area, we'd also want the bass to feel like it belongs in a space, not just as a dry synth line floating in nowhere. So let's add some atmosphere without washing out the low end. Create a return track, or make a quiet duplicate layer, and add reverb, echo, erosion or redux, and auto filter. Keep it subtle and band limited. For the reverb, try decay around 0.8 to 2.5 seconds, a pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, and make sure you roll off the low end below 200 to 300 Hz. You do not want your low end swimming around in reverb soup. A great trick is to duplicate the bass track. Heavily filter the duplicate, add some echo and reverb, and blend it very quietly underneath the dry bass. That gives you this haunted, distant rave space feeling, like the bass is echoing through a degraded memory. Very VHS. Very atmospheric. Now let's talk about low-end control and stereo width, because this is where a lot of beginners accidentally break the bass. Keep the main low-end mono below roughly 120 Hz. Use utility if you need to force mono, and use a Q8 and spectrum to keep an eye on the balance. The sub should stay centered and strong. The mid-bass can have a tiny bit of width above the low band if needed, but do not widen the actual sub. If the bass sounds massive in headphones but weak in the room, the low end is probably too wide or too muddy. So the rule is simple. Narrow the bass, then add space above it. Once you've got the loop feeling good on its own, place it against a break. This is where the D&B context comes alive. Drag in a classic style break or a chop jungle drum pattern and listen to how the bass interacts. A simple arrangement idea is this. Bars 1 to 4, filtered intro with atmosphere. Bars 5 to 8, the bass motif starts appearing. Bars 9 to 12, full drum and bass groove. Bars 13 to 16, switch it up with a new note ending or a filter opening. That's a really classic way to think about D&B phrasing. Short cycles, evolving details, and a strong sense of forward motion. You can also let the bass answer the drums. If the break is busy, reduce the bass density. If the break is sparse, let the bass speak more. That call and response relationship is a huge part of old school jungle energy. Once the loop feels strong, resample it to audio. This is where things get really fun. Recording the bass to audio lets you chop the best moments, reverse a tail, add tiny fades, or create tape-style edits. You can cut a bass note short before a snare, reverse a filtered tail into the next phrase, or layer one hit with extra distortion for a drop accent. Resampling makes the bass feel like a performance object instead of just a synth preset. And in drum and bass, that's a big deal. It gives you more character, more control, and more opportunities to create movement through editing. A few common mistakes to watch for. Don't make the whole bass wide. Keep the low end mono. Don't drown the main bass in reverb. If you want atmosphere, put it on a filter duplicate or send. Don't leave the MIDI perfectly quantized. That kills the human feel. Don't let the sub and mid bass fight each other. And don't overprocess everything before the groove works. Get the rhythm feeling good first, then add the polish and grime. If you want a few extra flavor ideas, here are some great ones. Use a filter envelope that opens briefly on accents for a little snarl. Add a quiet noise texture underneath using wave-eatable noise or a filtered sample. Try slight glide or portamento on just a few notes for a more old-school feel. Or automate distortion only on phrase endings, so the line stays mostly clean, then breaks up just when it needs to. And if you want the bass to feel more like a real performance, think of it like a performer with mood swings, not a loop that has to stay identical every time. The most convincing human feel often comes from contrast, not random chaos. Short versus long notes. Bright versus muffled hits. Straight hits versus lazy answers. That's the stuff that makes the line feel alive. Here's a quick practice challenge. Set a timer for 15 minutes and do this. Make a simple 2-bar MIDI bass pattern in wave-eatable or operator. Bullet the sub and mid bass. Add saturator, autofilter, and a QA to the mid-bass. Move two notes slightly to off-grid and change three velocities. Automate the filter so bar 2 opens a little more than bar 1. Then add a very quiet reverb send or atmosphere layer with a filtered echo tail. Finally, loop it over a jungle break and ask yourself, does it groove? Does it feel too stiff? And is the low end still clean? If you finish early, resample one phrase and chop a single note into a transition fill. So to recap, keep the sub clean and mono, let the mid-bass carry the human character, use small timing offsets and velocity changes, shape the tone with Ableton stock devices, keep your atmosphere band limited and subtle, and think in 2-bar phrases that evolve over 4, 8, and 16 bars. That's how you get that VHS rave, old-school DNB energy without losing control. All right, now it's your turn. Build the loop, humanize it, and let it sound like it came from a dusty warehouse tape that somehow still slaps.